on the fly. And it's a beautiful day. It's a Saturday, the last Saturday of AirVenture 2014, and it's kind of sad that it's winding down, isn't it, Dick?
Yes, sir.
Dick McClung, where are you from?
I'm from Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Not too far down the road.
125 miles as the crow.
Yep, and so your adventure getting to AirVenture is not that difficult, huh?
No, I admire those who come from great distances and fight weather and events.
Yeah, Rockford's a nice little town down there, and you have some nice aviation stuff going on down there
Oh, yes. I work in aerospace, and we have a lot of airplane things going on down there.
So the seaplane base, here you are, and you're one of the key volunteers.
Yes.
Why don't you tell the listeners what your job is here at the sea base?
Yeah, my job is a point controller, which is an 8 to 5 operation that begins at 8 in the morning and ends at 5. And the purpose is to allow the pilots the least amount of frustration in their entry and exit from the sea base. And it involves coordination of the touring boats that go through here and the towboats that bring the airplanes to their moorings, as well as the outside traffic.
So it's like a seaplane base air traffic control tower, basically.
Kmart parking lot control event. There's no runway, so it's a free-for-all.
But let's talk about that. It really isn't a free-for-all, is it?
Well, it's to the pilot's discretion. We only advise. We're a UNICOM frequency, and we have no authority to provide control in the terms of the control tower activity. But we do provide control in the sense of managing the water traffic and the boating and so on.
So, and that's kind of necessary too, isn't it? Because sometimes you can't really see when you're.
Oh, that's correct. That's why we're where we are. We're at a place called the Point, which allows the integration of internal lake activity and the external, because it's totally blind from both aspects from the pilot's perspective. The only time the pilot can see what's going on is when he's overhead in the air. And as soon as he comes down on the water, he's very much dependent on us having advised him about what's going on.
And since we're radio and we don't have any video and people can't see, we'll have to describe for the listeners what it's like. We've got the harbor that we're sitting on now, and your docks and your fuel. And then out in the harbor is where you moor the airplanes.
That's correct.
But I noticed no one ever lands in the harbor. Here comes one coming by right now, and he's going to fly over the harbor and over the trees and land right in the lake just off the point.
And correct? I see his water rudders were down. That's worth a beer if he gets caught doing that.
Oh.
I see the water rudders were down. That's bad.
But you don't have your radio right now, so
I cannot,
you can't tell
him. Catch him. Yeah,
hopefully the guy who's out there on the point was able to tell him before he
him
ruins his water rudders.
Yeah, bad. No, inside, this is a protected, sheltered area. It looks physically big standing here, but when you're in an airplane, this goes by really fast. The outside lagoon also goes by pretty fast. So what we try to do is make sure that the aircraft and the boating in here is totally isolated from any high-speed activity. Everything inside here is done very slowly, very carefully, and choreographed. The things on the outside are more like the Kmart parking lot, because it's really up to the pilot's discretion, especially in a very light wind condition as we have today. We have planes coming inshore in a landing configuration. We have planes going the opposite direction in a departure. So we just advise them of those traffic situations and let them sort themselves out. But it's very important that they stay tuned up to what's happening.
Now, what about the NOTAM, the AirVenture NOTAM? How is the sea base affected by that NOTAM?
Well, the NOTAM is part of that preparation that the pilot makes before he comes here to understand the conditions. When we get the NOTAM, he knows when he can come, when he can't come. He knows what the conditions are. And so that's part of his preparation. He has to know all of that before he gets here.
More specifically, how are pilots here affected airspace-wise by, say, the air show that's going on over on the main grounds?
Well, there is a 5-mile radius around the airport that does affect us, in that we can operate on the water, but in the air it's restricted. So we advise those who are coming and going to land outside that 5-mile periphery and then surface taxi up to our surface here. So they know that that's not an operational air operational space at that time. The other thing is about the normal Ripon approach. When you come into the sea base, as Paul mentioned a while ago, this is the easiest way to get here, because we're not constrained by that enormous amount of traffic over on the west side of the airport.
So the Fisk arrival is what you're talking about.
Fisk arrival.
Yeah, so you're kind of out of the fray over here.
Yes, yeah. And this is like a yoga class at Woodstock.
Well, this and that makes it a lot easier to just go out and go flying in the afternoon, too,
That's
doesn't
correct.
It?
They can come and go, and when the air show starts, then we just hold them off until they get a little outside that 5 mile.
If somebody is here and wants to give rides, and I do understand that there are some people here who've built a seaplane and are now giving rides.
That's correct. And those who have purchased them and do that also. There are several fellows do that. And they do that as a volunteer. I mean, that's gas and money and risk. And so that's part of it.
Part of that community aspect that Paul and Ann and I were talking about earlier here.
That's correct, right.
So you're out there on the point. What kind of situations have you seen that would give an example of why that's such an important position?
Well, there's 5 dock spaces inside here, 3 of which can fuel aircraft. The others can manage luggage and baggage and the access to the airplanes. Airplanes are towed from this position to the moorings.
So there's never props turning here?
There are props turning on departure. There's props turning when they come in, but they shut down because there's no brakes. So the pilots are experienced enough to know when to do that, and so they coast in the last few hundred feet or maybe 30 feet from the dock. But they do start at the dock and propel themselves out, but they cannot see what's going on outside. So if we have inbound traffic and exbound traffic, we have to either make sure the outside traffic stays outside and they know how long to wait, or they know that we've cleared a space.
And since there are no brakes, obviously they're going to want to know that before they even start their engine.
Oh, absolutely. And they don't start until they get a briefing. Before they depart, they have to get a briefing here at the base. They know what to expect us to do for them and with them. And so when they acknowledge that they're ready, they'll call us and we give them the authority to start and then taxi out.
So tell me a little bit about that briefing. Do you conduct those briefings?
I have not. That's usually done by Tom Leahy, who's the operations manager here for that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So a pilot, he gets a little check off on his form and he's done. He's good to go. And he can come and go as much as he wants here.
That's correct.
And you talked about an hours of operation. The sea base is open for arrivals and departures from, did you say, 8 to 5. To 5.
So oh, I'm sorry, 8 to 8.
8 to 8, okay.
8 to 12 hour days.
I was going to say if somebody showed up.
No, not a problem.
That's yes. Good, because people come from long distances.
Oh, yeah. No, it's sun up to sundown, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you're out there on the point, and you've got more than one airplane coming in. How do you suggest that they separate themselves? Is it like a regular traffic pattern at an airport?
Well, we do recommend a right-hand a pattern away from the Oshkosh main field. So depending on which way they come, they stay to the southeast of that. If they're coming up from the south, it's a right-hand pattern. If they're coming up from the north, then it would be a left-hand pattern to the wind direction. So it's all driven by maintaining our separation from the Oshkosh main airport traffic. But we do try to maintain a pattern, and so other people know what to expect. But it's really up to the pilots. We advise the pilots of the positions of other airplanes, and then they deal with that.
Okay,
so we're not a control tower that
says
turn left, but we can advise them.
So you've got, and then you have traffic coming out. You're obviously, if you have inbound traffic, we've established that they're not even going to start up at the dock until you communicate with them on the radio,
right,
and say that they can taxi out at their own risk, or how is that?
Well, they're cleared out. We say that you're cleared through the cut, which means that they are then available to operate with certainty that they can proceed out to that external lagoon. At that point, then they're pretty much on their own.
Uh-huh. So I see right now there's airplanes operating. One just started up and is taxiing out. There's a boat pulling in. There's another pontoon boat out there giving a tour. It's all choreographed, though, correct?
Yes, it is. Yeah, there are various routes that are exercised by the tour boats that we know where they go. The towboat operators watch us and listen for us, and we watch what they do and make sure that nothing gets real close. I mean, the point is keep separation.
Well, that's great. Well, Dick, thank you for volunteering.
You're very welcome.
And thanks for sharing your volunteer efforts with us here on EA Radio. We appreciate
it.
Thank
you. It's been a pleasure.
We are about to wrap up another year of On the Fly, and I just want to take this last minute of the show to say what a great experience it has been this week. It has truly been a week of events and of people and of experiences that is hard to beat every year. And every year is a little bit different than the year before it. And next year, I'm sure, will be different than this one. But folks, please, if you're thinking about what you might want to do next year for your vacation, and Oshkosh is something you've been thinking about doing, make that decision, pull the trigger, and load up your car or your plane is even better, and head up to Oshkosh. The arrival is not that complicated. People get concerned about it, but it's, you simply read the notam and follow the directions, and it's very easy, very safe. And Seaplane Base, we just talked to these folks about how easy the arrival is in Tahir as well. So if you have a seaplane, you can make that happen, and this would be a great vacation for you and your family. J-Mod G signing off for the year on the fly from the Seaplane Base. Have a great one. You're listening to EAA Radio.